You know, I always say to make smart financial decisions. So let me ask you this. What exactly is that old car in your driveway doing for you right now? Seriously, is it an extra car nobody drives anymore? Maybe it doesn't run. Do you keep saying you'll sell it one weekend and suddenly it's been 2 years? Meanwhile, it's taking up space, costing you money, and slowly becoming part of the landscape. Here's the easy solution. Donate it to Cars for Kids. And yes, it's that Cars for Kids. The one with the jingle you absolutely know already. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Here's why people love to donate to Cars for Kids. It's ridiculously simple. You go to carsforkids.org/Jill. That's Cars with a K. Answer a few simple questions and you're done. They'll come pick up the vehicle for free, tow it away, handle the paperwork, and you'll receive a tax-deductible receipt. Done. Cars for Kids has been doing this for over 30 years and has accepted more than 1 million vehicle donations. So if you've got a car you're not using, turn it into something meaningful. Go to carsforkids.org/Jill. That's Cars with a K. And fair warning, now that jingle is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, August 17th. And Mark, this is our last week of work before we have our summer break. Are you excited for your summer break?
I'm excited. Will you actually be unplugging?
Mostly. I think I will. I'm not sure there's that much for me to do. We're putting a lot of episodes in the can. We will have so much ready for everyone, both on this show and on our sister broadcast called Money Moves. So we're going to do a lot of work ahead of time. But yeah, I'm kind of psyched. I feel pretty good. Now, a lot of my vacation, Mark, will be training for my big, long, charitable bike ride. So, you know, everyone who's a longtime listener probably knows that I do these crazy annual rides for the LGBT Center of New York City. And now I'm the president of the board. So, you know, stakes are high. And the training's been very slow because I had an injury. Mark and I both injured at the same time. And but it's going pretty well. I did a 2-hour ride this morning. So that was good. And, you know, sort of slowly but surely, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the whole thing. But I feel like this is like a sign of maturity that I can say, I'm still going to raise money. I'm going to take care of my body. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm going to do what I can do. So what I'm asking for, if anyone wants to support my ride, is to give a small dollar donation, because I've raised a ton of money through the largesse of a few anonymous donors. But I'm looking for small dollars. And of course, when you do donate, please send me a training song for my playlist. That's most important. Mark, I did a nice block today. I did like a spinners, like an old school. And then I went into, I had a whole block of angry women. So I had like Alanis Morissette, Fiona Apple, a little Tori Amos. So that kind of propels me. I think maybe I have like a little anger issue, but that's that. Anyway, so gang, go to the website, jillonmoney.com. And over the top of the website, Mark has put a very easy way to help support the ride. And if you can do something, great. And if you can't, then just click the contact us button, get in touch with us and tell us what's on your mind, because we'd love to hear from you. So jillonmoney.com, that's where everything lives. Okay, Mark, today I understand we have Trish who joins us from the Midwest. Hi, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Tell us what's happening. How can we help you?
Oh, this housing market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. So I recently relocated for work to Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I have a home back from where I am from. I did hold on to it. I do currently have a renter. I don't know if buying or continuing to rent is my best move here. Mm-hmm. I'd be considered a second-time homebuyer. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to receive any assistance for down payment or closing costs. And I just don't know what really makes sense. I've owned for 10 years.
Oh, wow. So you've owned well before the big housing boom took off,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the home that you do own, what is that worth?
I would guess anywhere between 160 to 170.
Okay. Let's say 160. And you have a mortgage outstanding on it?
I do.
How much is left?
50.
And what's the interest rate?
2.875.
That's why you got a renter, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is the renter covering all of your expenses?
Most months, yes.
What does that mean, most months? Is this some bust out family member that's in your house that sometimes pays? Oh.
No, just depending on repairs and everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. So generally, forgetting about those one-off repairs, the renter is covering your stuff, right? Like your day-to-day. Okay, good. Are you making a little money or not?
I would say without repairs, yes, anywhere between $300 to $500.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you like the new job so far?
I do. I relocated with the same job, same line of work. So I do.
But a new company?
Same company.
Oh, same company. They just said, get out of this place, go to this place. Did they pay for your relo?
Slightly. Didn't fully cover it.
I don't know. Companies used to be a lot more generous about these.
Why'd you move? For love or what?
No, unfortunately not. No, there's just more opportunity out this way versus back where I was.
Okay. Meaning like this part of the company is more opportunity.
This part of the company and just this city in general.
Well,
I'm from a small town.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. Are you single, married, partnered?
Single.
Single.
You got single and happy.
Single and happy. How old are you, Trish?
I just turned 40 this year.
You look fabulous. I didn't see her gang, so just know that. So how much is the rent in your new, in the new town, in Kansas City?
Rent is around $2,000. I'm in around $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Do you like where you live?
I do.
Okay. How much are you earning right now?
So I have a salary roughly around 80 in my industry. I have potential for incentives, but I don't personally bank on them.
Okay. But the 80 a year, you're using retirement plan at work?
I am.
And how much are you contributing to that?
5% with 5% match.
Okay. How much have you saved so far? And is it, I'm sorry, is it a Roth or is it a traditional?
Roth.
Okay. How much is in there right now?
There is roughly 50.
Great. And what about other savings that you have?
So I do have emergency, I would say around 50 there as well. And then in a traditional IRA, 74. And then in my Roth, we're doing some conversions around 40.
So you're doing 5% to get the 5% match, and then you're saving money in your own Roth right now?
Correct.
I gotcha. So how long have you been at the new job?
I have been with this company 5 years.
Okay. And and the relo, when did you relocate?
January of this year.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty new, but so far so good?
So far so good.
Okay. So in some respects, I sort of feel like, don't sweat it. You're doing a great job. You're putting money away. Life is good. You have the other house. You know, I know that you'd like to buy and you'd like to settle where you are now, but I feel like maybe you'd want a little more time to go by. If you were to look around and try to buy something, what do you think you'd have to pay to be in the kind of house you'd want?
That's my issue. So I'm in the industry, mortgage officer. So a second home in a decent area, turnkey, it's around 350 and up.
Okay. So this is like doubling for you, more than doubling. I feel like you have time to get there. I mean, look, you're in the industry, right? You're not getting 2.8 anymore. Is there any reason, though, that you kind of want to keep that home that you own, not for the mortgage, but because you want to have like the, like, well, if this doesn't work out, I could go back there. Do you think that is the opportunity that you want to keep? Or is it just, oh my God, I hate to give up my 2.8% mortgage.
No, I think it's more so the first. If something goes wrong, then I always have something to go. Yes. And it's in a good neighborhood. I think I could always keep it rented.
Okay. If you look at buying, I wouldn't buy yet. I really would wait for some more time to go by. And, you know, because also, like, you do want to make sure this is the right place for you. But you're saving a lot of money. I guess the one thing to think about is at $2,000 a month, do you like where you live? Because that's not a terrible rent given where you, like, kind of your income and what's going on. Like, that seems to be a good rent. Do you like it there, though, or not?
I do. I think mentally I'm just struggling with what I used to pay for a mortgage or what I am paying for a mortgage and when I'm paying for rent.
I think that, you know, the change when you make when you go into a market that is more expensive, you know, it is good to just sort of kind of see how things go for a while. And maybe this is also a place where you're, you know, I get the $2,000 a month is, you know, a lot more than you're used to, but ostensibly you'll have more earning potential by being in this market, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, Mark, how can we give Trish a little bit of peace, of just kind of sitting still? It's been a whole 7 months since she's been in this new place. What do you want to do in terms of like settling her mind around this? What can we do to help her out?
Well, I feel like she knows this already because she said she's hanging on to the first property just in case, you know, as a kind of a backup plan. So I would give it time, you know, a year or 2 years. And if you think to yourself, okay, you know, things are going well, I see myself here. You know, I probably at that point would think about selling that other property, you know.
Well, that's right. I think that that's when you feel like you know that you're settled in Kansas City, then I might look to sell the other. But you have to feel really confident in that. I mean, it is the same company, so you have that comfort level, right? But
correct.
I think that there is, you know what would be good? I would like you to have a full year in Kansas City and, you know, maybe next year, are you someone who could get a bonus potentially?
We have monthly incentives.
Okay. So it could be that instead of $80,000, you're making what? Like, what would the incentives usually come to?
$20,000, so $100,000.
I mean, why don't you see how the year turns out for you? Why don't you do that? And if you like, wow, I'm not really making $80,000, I'm really making more like $95,000 or $100,000, then maybe what I would do is start to think about, you know, I feel good here. I know the whole rental thing is fine, but you know you can sell your home. You'd give up your 2.8, I'm sorry, and you'd have $100,000 to put down, and then we would get a $250,000 mortgage just for fun. I know rates are high. And do you get any sort of benefit from being in the industry? Would you get some ability to get a better deal than someone else?
Maybe a slight rate discount, a slight.
Okay, so Mark, what's $250,000, 30-year fix? I'm not saying you're going to do a 30-year fix. I just want to know like the worst case scenario at 6.75% right now.
You're being generous, Joe.
I know. Well, I mean, maybe it's 7. Mark, what is that?
7.
Do it at 7.
You want to do worst case scenario? Yeah, it's about like $1,600 a month.
Okay, so $1,600 a month. Plus, you know, then there's taxes and homeowners and stuff. But, you know, if you're paying $2,000 a month and like we can kind of look at this and say, well, it would probably be $2,000 a month at least. Maybe it's more like $2,500 a month for principal, interest, taxes, homeowners insurance, right? Maybe that would be 20. It's not a huge difference, okay, in terms of rent versus buying this place. The real issue is your comfort with making that kind of a decision really has to do with, do I like the job? Do I like it here? You know, listen, you could move a lot of places, you know, especially if you're in the industry, you get this. But if you're happy there, I think you'll buy a home. But I think you're going to need that down payment from the first home. And then you wouldn't be a second home. And then it would be a cleaner deal. Unless there is, you know, if there is a renter that comes to you, like if your renter is like, you know, I'll pay more, please don't sell, like want to give you a little bit of flexibility, you know, and you're really like, I'm making like $500 or $600 a month on a $110,000 equity in this home, it's pretty good. But, you know, I think for you emotionally, it would be much better for you to sell the old and buy the new, even with that great mortgage interest rate. I think that part of this is feeling like I would have a lot of obligations, and that's scary. Maybe that's what's freaking you out a little bit.
Possibly. I just want to feel settled.
Well, can you feel settled if we just make a pinky swear to say, let's see how the year goes. And then let's see if you're more like, if it's $80,000, you might say, I'm not going to do anything for another year. and I want to see if I can get to $100,000, right? Like, I think you need a little more. I think you need a little more evidence to prove to yourself what's the next best move. And that, I think, is like, do I think you could swing this right this second? Yes. Would I do that? No, I'm a wimp. Mm-hmm. Mark, would you do that? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. And it's just going to bring on a lot of unneeded additional pressure. Like right now, she's doing everything she should be doing. And I'm just keep doing that. And you are a homeowner as it is.
Yeah, you got a house. You're in the market. So nothing bad's going to happen. And you have a lot of equity. So it's great that you, 30 years old, you bought your own home. This is amazing. Is there anyone else in your life you have to take care of, like parents or siblings or anything like that?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, good. I think you keep doing what you're doing. I would like to say that this is an interim plan. We're 7 months in, 7.5 months in. Let's see how you are 1 year in. And this is also a lot about your feeling about your workplace and the opportunities. And this is like, I think this is a lot of people, Mark. I think a lot of people are trying to weigh, like, you know, where can I be? Where do I see upside? You know, we used to be a much more mobile workforce. And like, you'll see why it's hard right now, because someone who's 40 years old or 35 or 45 years old, like, you're in that place and you're like, oh my God, I have this low mortgage interest rate. I feel tethered to it. And, you know, really, Trish, I think it sounds like you made the decision to say, well, that's great. That mortgage interest rate is great, but I really need upside. I need to bet on myself, not on a piece of real estate. Mm-hmm. And I'm all over that. I like that. And I really do. I think that's a great game plan for you. So why don't you get back in touch with us at the end of the year and tell us where things stand, and then we'll figure out how to sell, buy, and keep you saving at the same time. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Excellent. All right. If you're like Trish and you're kind of feeling a little bit anxiety, maybe something good happened, you have opportunity. I am very interested in hearing about this, especially from people who are 35 to 45 years old. How are you thinking about your career? Are you making these kinds of decisions alone? There are other things that are at play. Get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. If you would like to come on the air, check the box. There's one for audio. There's one for video. We do video on our other show, Money Moves, which you can actually subscribe to on YouTube. So please do that. Otherwise, we're getting canceled. Mark and I are just like, let's get this show going or else we're getting canceled. And that has nothing to do with this show, Jill on Money, which will be, Mark says I have to do this forever. So is that right? It's not forever.
No, forever's not forever. Maybe like 7 more years. That's it.
God, I'm tired. Okay. Mark's thesis is if I stop doing all my other stuff and just do Jill on Money and Money Moves, that would be kind of great. And if anything has to go, it would be Money Moves, because Jill on Money is the mothership. And so we'll see about it. I'm excited. Anyway, go to the website, JillOnMoney.com. You can subscribe to us here on the Odyssey app, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And we always ask, please, if you could lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.